confused.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. We went onto the official website today and suddenly either Andrew or Haley's being kicked out of the house for no reason. I mean, what's going on?
Well, I was just talking to someone about this because my head has gone mush brain over Big Brother and many other things. And even when I was watching, because of course I found out before it had actually gone to air in Perth, so I waited around for 2 hours trying to figure out what's going on, no idea. And then the show comes on and Big Brother says, you know, you've had this advantage. sorry. You've had this advantage over the house by being a couple. But the only advantage I can see is a relationship one. I mean, they've got each other to bounce off. They can talk to each other. But other than that, like, they've only got 3 points. They have to nominate together. Where's the advantage there? And I think Big Brother has just decided to kick one of them out because he thought, hey, well, I'm putting some new intruders in, which I refuse to believe are going in. And we're putting two new people in. I'll kick one out, so I'm really only gaining one. And I don't know. I just can't get my head around it. I don't know what's going on.
Did you laugh just before because I turned Skype video calling on?
Yeah. For those of you, yeah, well, no one else is going to be able to see it. Yeah, we just figured out that Skype does video. So, and we both look like dorks with our massive headphones on and mine are broken on the corner. So.
Anyway, back on topic. The whole thing just does not make sense to me whatsoever. It's crazy. I mean, it wasn't even a real reason to kick them out of the house.
And why didn't they, like, they're kicking one of the couple out, what, and they kept Billy? I mean, I would have rather Billy left and they kept Haley and Andrew, as much as I hate Haley and Andrew. It's actually, yeah, it's good viewing.
It's so sus, though. The whole thing's so dodgy. Because yeah, after all those rumours that Haley has to be leaving for some wedding in Spain, I suspect collusion between Haley and Big Brother.
And, yeah, I don't know, well, I was going to say, you know, when they were deciding, Haley was like, okay, I'm going and you're not, rah, rah, rah. But, I mean, she does that anyway. That's, I'm doing this and you're doing that and that's the way it is. But maybe, yeah, there were all these reports about her leaving and then mysteriously she's just leaving. So, you know, why are you taking photos of your computer screen?
We'll put it on the podcast page.
Okay, great.
I don't know how to put this into any other words. I'm still just baffled. It really... I don't know.
Good idea or bad idea? What do you think?
Bad. Terribly bad. It's Big Brother's become this revolving door of housemates. We've got two new people going in. Suddenly, I mean, this wasn't even... I can't really comprehend what the producers were thinking when they said, okay, let's kick one of them out. It doesn't even sound like they'd had this planned because what... notice were we given? There wasn't even any Channel 10 ads on this. They just put a notice up on the official website at around 4 o'clock Eastern. And apparently people who had signed up for SMS alerts got an SMS saying...
Well, I didn't get one. Oh, no way. I removed my phone number. That's right.
So I don't know what they were thinking, and I was reading an article on news.com.au, the most reputable place for news ever. But anyway... The ratings for The Daily Show have fallen up to 12-13% in their target demographic. So I don't know whether they got some phone call from Channel 10 saying, do something right now. And they go, oh, okay, what can we do? Oh, kick one of them out. I don't understand where this has come from.
And, I don't know, I'm... As much as I hate the Channel 10 ads and I hate the way that Big Brother is marketed in terms of advertising, so not seeing the ads and sort of just before, it was between The Daily Show and nominations, and as well, they started saying, okay, we're going to, there's just going to be this big twist and Haley, what, you know, one of these two housemates is going. That I liked that because it was like there wasn't there to this giant markup of what's going to happen. Oh my God, someone's leaving. But it is just out of the blue. And one of them is leaving tomorrow. I mean, where did that even... Was there even a Big Brother time slot tomorrow? Did something get cancelled? I haven't even got that far to look up. But like, I thought the intruders are going in on Wednesday, are they?
Aren't tomorrow night. No.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought the special was on Wednesday. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I told you, my brain has turned to mush. So, I just, I don't, I'm just confused. I really don't know why one of these two are leaving when. And Billy got to stay. It's baffling. I think we should just move on.
But I'm just losing faith in Big Brother by the minute. I mean, I've never been one to love the show 100%, but this is just ridiculous, really. And I've gone onto the forums, and even other forums like OzUpdates.com, which is generally pretty positive, a lot of people there are saying, what's going on?
I think people, even us, like, we're not, this is so bad, right? We're just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, it's just baffling that it actually just came out of nowhere. And unless something's happened on the outside that... Not these reports about her going to weddings, unless something's happened on the outside that involves two of them, and they said, okay, well, Haley, you've got to say that you're going to leave, but I don't think she would be able to pull that off. But
okay, we've talked about it for 6 minutes.
Yeah. I actually have something good to say about the show, though.
Really?
Yes. The fact that Demi, even she won Friday Night Live and she still got to nominate and vote, I think is great.
Yeah, it's not exactly a twist as such.
It's not a twist, but yeah.
I thought it was good.
It would have been planned out from the start what happens if someone leaves. And it's well thought out. She wasn't, she had to go into the dining room and do it before she was taken out. So none of the footage that she was seen on the eviction night got to manipulate, her thoughts and stuff. And just that she's out, but they're still living up to, you won Friday Night Live, you still have this right as such to do it. Is great, and she's dramatically affected the nominations, and I'm so happy that Andrew is up because I just hate him. But at least he gets another 7 days in the house to make some good viewing. I'm really sad that Jamie's gone, though. I know you hated her, but I really liked her. And on that note, I have here, Haley is a contradictive bitch. I was talking to it with a couple of people about how someone brought up the idea that saying that Haley and Andrew, before they went into the house, they talked about it and they've planned everything out and they've said, okay, let's tell friends and family to release to the media that we have things to do. You have to go back to work. I have to go to this wedding. So people won't vote us out because they think we're going to leave anyway. And
I don't think they are smart enough to sort of try and plan something like that out.
Well, I didn't think that at first, but then tonight's Daily Show, when they were just jumping into bed and everyone was saying goodnight, and Travis was saying Tooraloo. I mean, isn't that one from a song? And Hayley was sort of going, oh, I think we've done everything that we came in here to do, and everything is sort of going to, I'm a bitch, and then Andrew goes, we've worked up to, and he sort of alluded to the word plan, and he was like, oh, no, I mean, and they were just talking amongst each other, and it was just like, well, I think they did have a big plan. If you get told that you have to go in as a relationship and hide your relationship, you must think about it and think, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do. And I think they're just thinkers, and they would have planned this thing out, and they are playing the game, and, I mean, good on them for playing the game, but why do they get so worked up? I don't know.
This whole Big Brother and Haley and Andrew, it's so dodgy on so many levels, and I guess we'll never know the actual truth. But the handling of it has just been atrocious as well. And what I don't understand is, as well, they are the producers, and I guess I can say Big Brother, were using Haley and Andrew as one of the selling points of the series. That I remember in week one from the launch, they were saying, oh, we have a relationship, try and guess who it is. We'll set secret missions for all the housemates to try and figure out who this secret couple is. Then as soon as they were outed as such, Big Brother basically just turned on them. You see, we posted about all the bias on the official website against Haley and Andrew, especially Haley, with the little sis articles. And then somebody emailed me about a poll yesterday. I checked it out myself. The poll on the front page of the official website was, are Andrew and Haley being fake? Yes, no. I mean, fine if it
wasn't... They haven't done that about anyone else. I don't go to the official website except to bag out premium and...
In and forums, McAuliffe. That silly woman, McAuliffe. Yeah. Anyway...
Don't get me onto her. They don't do anything that about the official website. Just, I don't even want to get started, but they did it with Bodhi as well.
It's remember? Not. It's not the type of poll that should be on the official website. It's quite biased. I mean, it's the fine. I don't think that I have double standards here, because it'd be fine if we put a poll like that on the front page of Behind Big Brother, because we have no.
And we do.
Well, we don't have like direct commercial interest in the show, but yeah, it.
No, well, the official website, yeah, they're just dodgy. They're just dodgy. I doubt, you know, they can't be run by the producers and you know, can we do this, can we do that, direct and produce it. It'd just be a bunch of other people making the website. Weren't we talking about this earlier?
Yeah, we were. The website is handled by Southern Star Endemol exclusively. So it is the same production company as who puts the shows together.
But it wouldn't be the same people. It wouldn't be like, let's run
no idea.
Like
they must have an online team, but I mean.
On other news, kick Travis out. Kick Travis out.
Yeah, you were telling me before when we were prepping the podcast, this rocks business, jerk nominations.
Well, I've caught four out of five nominations, or four out of, anyway, I've missed one nomination, and every nomination I watch, he's got this stupid Big Rock, Little Rock, and I swear he has two kids or one kid. I think these rocks are a way for him to communicate to the outside and say, "Hey, I'm still here," and something he says about the rocks is sending messages out, and I think that Big Brother should kick him out. Plus, the rocks have no idea. They have no reference to everything. Oh, this is Big Rock Nick, and this is Little Rock Nick, and he thinks he's Big Rock Nick, but sometimes he's Little Rock Nick, and smash, smash, smash. And Big Brother's like, what are you talking about? I think he's just say, just put the fucking rocks down and explain yourself. And have you noticed that Travis can't talk? He always says, and he sounds like someone on a bad mobile phone. That's just him.
I wish this was a video podcast, cause, so they could see like the hand actions you're doing right now over Skype.
I'm Italian, I talk with my hands. We should record one, actually. I'll get the headphones and we'll do it.
Yeah, so with Travis, I don't think he's smart enough to communicate the outside with rocks, because I think his brain is rocks.
Well, you just said it, though. He's smart enough to communicate, not smart enough to communicate outside with rocks. Rocks. He must have thought about it and think, what can I do it with? Rocks. He's thought of rocks. Jamie did headbands. At least that was a little bit more original than rocks. And the rocks aren't just any old rocks. They're like those. One of them is shaped like those rocks you use to, like, scrape your feet with. Anyway.
I think you're reading into this way too much.
I have nothing better to do with my time. I do, actually, but no, I just that's just something I came across. And also, I've got here Joel is a Muppet. Someone posted on the our Photoshop thread, which has now gone famous, this photo of Joel and that I don't know what the Muppet is, the brown one with a really long nose.
Gonzo,
sorry. They sound exactly the same, and if I hold my nose, I sound exactly like him too. I hate him, vote him out. Because see, I don't vote, so I have to tell people to vote him out, because I don't.
No, so, I don't vote either. I haven't voted in years.
Well, I voted today. I voted to evict Greta when I accidentally sent it to a wrong number. I mean, I sent it to the evict number and I got abusive SMS back. I feel bad for the person with this mobile phone number, which is just accidentally like the evict number. Anyway, I keep messaging them. I'm hoping it doesn't cost me 55 cents.
Oh, we're talking about nominations as well, because this is the first time in a while I've watched a full nominations show from beginning to end. And I've watched a couple this year, and I don't think I will watch nominations again, because basically it's... What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? You're not being clear. What are you trying
You're
to say?
Out of time.
And then next week, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? Following week, you're not being clear. What are you trying to say? It's non-stop repetitiveness. They worried about ratings, yet they're driving people away with this. What are you trying to say? And Gretel just does this, the same alliterations. She changes them week by week, but this is a very somber podcast, Vin. I'm not impressed. I'm really not impressed with what's happened tonight.
Well, do you have the audio clip that we have from tonight to
yes.
play? Okay. Talking about Gretel's, would you even call them a metaphor or just bad trash?
Alliterations or similes.
Alliteration, simile, you know, whatever. She's basically, I can't even explain it. Do you want to play the file?
Well, this is one I noted from tonight's nominations.
Welcome back to Big Brother's live nominations, where seven horrified housemates have already lassoed the nomination donkey. And
so I wonder if she actually wrote that one. Or somebody like with other intentions wrote it.
Maybe she read it, what was actually on the auto cue, and she thought, no, I'm not going to say that. What can I say? I know. All my fans at Behind Big Brother think that I'm a donkey, so I'm going to play donkey because they know. Just know they'll put it on their podcast. Hilarious that she said donkey, though. It's amused by such small things. On more important things, the Big Brother UK campaign has started. I always say we're not going to bring this up, but... yeah, it started, and once again, it's ads like just the flash of the eye and just amazing, makes me orgasm. And
we are biased. The new ads for Big Brother UK are very appealing, much more appealing than Gretel with a boob job in a fake press conference.
And you can tell that they must have just worked because they're exactly the same ads as last year, counting down to 10 days, flashes of the eye. But the eye has been completely changed, and
They change the theme of the show every year. They change the graphics. Yeah. They don't change the music so much lately, but the overall tone of the show.
Can't the Australian producers just see our ad campaign is so garbage and such an Americanized thing, and people don't want to see empty promises and Big Brother will deliver his promises. You haven't said, I promise to do anything. And just this drawn out fake, let's splash Gretel over the television. Just make it simple. I want a back-to-basics year. It's my demand.
Well, careful with that, because remember when Chris Noble said he was going to do back-to-basics in 2004, ended up bringing in a transsexual from another TV show that Channel 10 was currently airing.
But I'm sorry, how is that back-to-basics?
Then used the housemates from that season to spin off the worst show on Australian television ever, Friday Night Live.
Which has somehow continued after all this time, is still running. And while we're on the subject of Friday Night Live, what is Brie doing on Up Late on Sunday night? She has her own little booth and she sits there and discusses the voices from the grave. That's how the actual sound.
All of her predictions are all wrong. Were you watching last Sunday night?
She's just wrong in general. No, I watched it Sunday just gone. Yesterday.
Yeah, and I noticed it too, and I was reading on the Oz Updates forum. Let's just plug some other forums because ours isn't the only one. I was reading on there that they were talking about how Hayley and Andrew were so cut up about Demi not saying goodbye. They talk about how the two were having a big cry and a big whinge. They cut to the house and the two are laughing and cheering along and having a good time. And yet Mike and Brie just kept on trying to go with this whole, they're totally bitter about it, they're so upset, painting them in this really negative light when they weren't bitter about it at all. And it just comes back to that whole bias against Hayley and Andrew, which I don't
Hayley
even know.
Hayley wasn't bitter at all. Hayley said,
I don't even know why they keep focusing on Hayley and Andrew like this. We're sick of it. Can't they? Where's Rebecca? Seriously, where's Rebecca?
They showed a little bit of her today when she broke down in the diary room because she couldn't talk to people, or I don't know. And what is with Emma? She's being
I was going to get onto that. Emma's just nonstop bitch-o-rama. I can't stand her anymore.
Oh, wait, hold on that subject. I like her, so we're moving on. They opened the punishment room, finally.
After a month.
Yeah, 20-something days or 30 days.
Oh, and where's the telephone? Where is that telephone?
Is it even in the house still? Is it still there? I think the Telstra person has come and removed it because they forgot to pay their bill. The phone is gone.
Well, There's just so many, like, unfinished areas of this show. It's really obvious they've just... They came back from holidays a week before Big Brother started, and they're just like, oh, yeah, so, okay, give me the list of housemates. Yeah, that one, yeah, these ones. Oh, it's a couple. Yeah, them.
Yeah, they'll go in. Let's call that guy who we know who lives in Canada. Let's get him in.
And they just... They're like, okay, so call everybody in because we have to start this season. It's like premiering tomorrow.
I think the punishment room is hilarious, but hilarious for the first 5 minutes for both me and the housemates. Funny, haha. I think the punishment room should just be an empty room, completely silence-proofed from the rest of the house, and they have to sit there and not talk, and every time they talk, they'll get fined or slapped or hit with something. Like, they just sit there and they're like, oh, this is great. We get it's giving them the house stimulation. Housemates have said to us time and time again, the worst thing about being in the house is that you have no external stimuli for anything. You have to make it yourself. So when Big Brother chucks them in the punishment room with something to do, you're giving them fun. It's not punishment. And housemates always enjoy it. Well, sometimes, most of the time. What was that one that they slapped someone with a fish? What was that?
No, that was that stupid thing where they tried to cross Big Brother over with Fear Factor last year. I almost vomited on my television.
Punishment room's out, but we still have no idea where the phone is.
Also, we haven't talked about enough about how Emma's a bitch.
But I like her. I think her and... I can't remember her name. Ashley.
But she's just such a bitch. I mean, seriously.
I know. What is her name? Ashley, the... blonde-haired girl.
Alicia, it's been a month, Vid. A month. You should know their names by now.
No, I shouldn't. Well, they're never shown on television. It's always Hayley and Andrew. Yeah, Alicia and her are great. They team up together, and Alicia has no idea about anything. She has no personal opinions. They all come from Emma. And Emma's like, I can't be a bitch. So who's really pissed you off this week? Let's talk about it. And then Alicia goes, oh, I don't think we should talk about this. And Emma's like, well, this person's pissed me off and this person's pissed me off. And when someone pisses me off, I just walk out of the room. I mean, I'm not a bitch, though. I just don't want to talk to them, so I just walk out of the room. That is the most bitchiest thing you can do, by walking out of a room when someone is talking to you. Yes, she's a bitch, but great. Like, if she wasn't a bitch, we wouldn't have seen the punishment room. Maybe... Hmm. I like
it. I really cringed when they announced the nominations and Emma was up there, but
she started stripping.
Did she?
Did you see that? She just started doing a strip tease to the like. All
well,
Australians
it's only natural
watching.
For her. It's like built into her system. She's been doing it that long.
Have you seen the premium content with the nude housemate portraits?
Oh, let me guess. She's, like, drawn herself banging five guys at the same time.
No, that was Little Sis's one. it's hilarious, though. Jamie drew one, and he's got this huge magnifying glass over his penis, and it says magnified 10,000 times, and it's got this little here bit.
They probably didn't even draw them. They probably just got the official website, guys. Shit, we need to make up some premium content. Let's draw them naked.
It says, the title of the image is Emma flaunts her features, Emma's self-portrait, massive tits, and a cherry over her vag.
We keep getting sidetracked. I haven't bitched about Emma enough.
Because I like her. I'm trying
No. So when they were announcing nominations, Emma was up in the line, and she knew that she was the one to be saved by Demi because they were like best buds or whatever. Best buds in fake bitchydom. Mm-hmm. Emma's dancing around going, yeah, yeah, haha, and she's all happy. And then it cuts back to Gretel, and Gretel goes, oh, okay, let's just point out that she's laughing because she's been nominated every week. No, that's not the reason, Gretel. The reason is because she knows she was saved. And I just thought, you little skank, Emma, just get off my television screen. I've had enough of you. You're too dirty and filthy. And I have one more rant about Emma, that during the Daily Show, when Rebecca was walking around in a dress that I thought looked very nice, and she was wearing... Were you watching?
Hold on, who? I just tuned out. Who was walking wearing a dress?
Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And with a nice little cardigan, and I thought... This is the gay side of me talking. It was very nice.
It's
very nice.
And, yeah, I remember.
And Emma's sitting on the couch in, like, a half-ripped-off bikini top and skimpy little pants going, oh, she looks like a grandma. She's walking around all hunched over looking like a grandma. And then she imitates Rebecca in her skimpy little pants. I thought the air conditioner was going to blow off her top. She's so skaggy. It's like tissue paper. She wears tissue paper over her breasts.
That's where all the toilet paper's going. She's soaking it in water and then attaching it to her body. Yeah, no, I did. I like Rebecca, and I was upset when she was having me cry because no one listened to her. But what's with what's his face? Jamie. He's gone on this massive high horse, and I'm so sick of him talking about nerds. Really sick of it. All he ever does is, I'm here for the nerds. Nerds don't watch Big Brother. Nerds watch, like...
Nerds don't watch Big Brother. Nerds watch Big Brother to watch girls like Emma.
True. This is true. But he just keeps this nerd thing and thinks that the nerd's going to keep him in. As soon as he goes up, has he even been up for eviction? I don't care. He's going to be evicted. I'm just over him. And Susanna, used to like her, don't like her anymore.
It's like the spirit of Demi's bitchiness has floated into Susanna.
I know, and no, and
you're right there.
I just have so many things to talk about now. Why do none of the housemates vote for Andrew or Haley? None of them voted for Andrew this week. He had 0 points. But they all hate him. And Emma was always saying, oh, I'm so sick of them. And Alicia would obviously be like, well, Emma doesn't like him, so I'm going to nominate them. And even last week, no one nominated them. Anyway.
It's sus. I'm sick of talking about them.
Well, what else do we have to talk about, Gretel?
Gretel's a joke in herself. Wait, let me just play the donkey noise. There we go.
Okay. I can't hear the noises. That's the bad thing about me being here. What else? I've got nothing else on my list except Mike G uses a Mac.
We were having a discussion about this. Do tell.
Well, it's slightly defamatory, but we were discussing... the same, what's her name? Brie. And you said Brie was just fake and Mike was just a homo. And I said, well, only homosexual people use Macintosh computers. Exhibit A, Exhibit B, Exhibit C.
All the main people on BohemianBigBrother.com, Exhibit D.
Actually, I think only you and I use Macs. So.
Oh.
Anyway, that's just random hoo-ha. I have nothing else to talk about. This podcast has been kind of negative. Sorry.
It's been dragging on for half an hour. I bet you we're going to lose a lot of subscribers from because of this one.
Did you know that we're not on the top 100 anymore? We're gone. And I think Tim Brunera has been doing some dodgy things with his podcast because he was at number like 30 something on Saturday evening, and now he's at 70 something. And I think I even checked just before and he's gone. So he went all the way up to 30 and then all the way back down. So basically, unsubscribe and resubscribe. That's the only way we're going to get back up in the list. But we are still featured in the TV category.
I don't think we're ever going to get back in the top 100. Not with podcasts like this.
We need to have a really amazing world first podcast, I think. I think if we did a video podcast, people would watch. Except not when I look like this. Sorry, yeah. I have a cold, so that's why I sound like shit.
I'm going to check what's number 100 to see what's actually better than us. I'm sure most of the listeners have tuned out, but our very loyal subscribers are still staying on.
Yeah, well, I find I can't listen to it. I have to listen to the very end of a podcast. Even these ones I have to listen to. Brought to you by Ubercaster, which we will get rid of once we get around to paying for the software. We just haven't quite got there yet.
I'm going to title this one The Lazy Podcast because we're not even trying tonight. We're not even trying.
And it's not going to be edited at all, is it? It's just going to be thrown online.
I'm looking at the top 100. And as you know, I don't consider any podcast that is just a repeat of a radio show, a real podcast, so I'm going to ignore all of those. Mm-hmm. So, what's better than us? The John Cleese podcast?
Who's John Cleese?
He's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
The Naked Scientists. I don't know what that is.
Oh, isn't there one about using dildos or making
the
homemade...
sex tips. We talked about it in a previous podcast, Sex Tips from Entercourse TV. The latest episode on that one is how to make homemade sex toys. I've been watching it. I'm planning to splice some of the audio from that podcast in with the Big Brother stuff.
Cool. I've just submitted a question to ask the chicken treat evictee. The question is... Oh, no, wait. I have to grab a twister. Oh. It says thank you.
You can't do it without paying for something, Vid.
Well, anyway, I submitted the question, is Gretel a donkey? But it says here, grab a twister and watch Big Brother evictions to see if your question was selected. Do I have to be eating my twister and that's when it'll come on TV? They still haven't fixed the phone numbers, by the way, for those who haven't read the official... I mean, haven't read the front page of Behind Brother, which you should be reading. Nick's phone number is weird. So don't call with 8 at the end because you actually evict Andrew. Oh, no, wait, that's good. That's good. Wait, what am I talking about? This is amazing. Keep ringing to evict Nick and you'll evict Andrew. So, great news there. Don't evict Rebecca. Yeah, so okay, we'll do this to wrap up the podcast. Who do you think's leaving this week? Andrew, Nick, Rebecca?
I can't make up my own mind without seeing the betting odds first, because betting odds are always correct, which is really sus too. Hold on, let me check my emails, because normally the betting odds get sent to me quite quickly, and it's been taking a while, so I'm sure this whole bust up has been...
I'd like to see it's
between Andrew and Nick, I'm sure of it.
Well, yeah, I like to see Andrew go, but I have a feeling that Rebecca is going to go, just because everyone...
I think Nick's more likely than Rebecca to go.
Because he's an intruder or because he's
Yeah,
crap?
Pretty much. So basically, he's going to enter the house one week and be evicted the next. It's this whole revolving door of housemates again. It's bullshit.
Well, my reasoning behind saying that Rebecca's going to go is that she... the housemates like Emma and that who don't like Rebecca, I think are the ones that the main demographic for Big Brother, they're the ones that they're going to link with and connect with and say, oh, you're like me, or I like you, I want to be like you. Yeah, I don't like Rebecca either, so I'm going to evict her. So that's why I think she's gone, just because everyone in the house doesn't like her except Jamie, and the nerds don't vote, so they're not going to keep her in. But evict Andrew, save Nick and Rebecca. The end.
I really don't care. I don't have anyone that I want to go. I'm in a bad place right now.
on that note, we'll finish the podcast. Remember to email us at what's the email? podcast@behindbigbrother.com.
We don't care.
We read the emails. podcast@behindbigbrother.com. Call our voicemail lines. This podcast is proudly brought to you by jumba.com.au. Go there for everything. They're about to take over the world.
Jumba's launching their own radio station, and Behind Big Brother Radio is going to be incorporated into it as a live broadcast. Isn't that cool?
And I've spoken to one of the Jumba guys as well, and they're going to play our podcast on there as well, like during the week.
They'll lose all of their listeners then.
Our dedicated fans via the iTunes feed will stick with us. So yes, Jumba for broadband domains, hosting and all that jazz, radio now.
Please
blogs.
Don't unsubscribe, please.
No, unsubscribe, then resubscribe. And while you're there, sign up for the iTunes store. Use your mum's credit card if you don't want to use yours. It doesn't charge you. And then write us a review. The last review was like Box Nova Pop, and didn't we ban him? And he left us
Bono
a great review.
Vox Pop. Did we ban him?
Yeah, I think so.
We shouldn't be talking about this on the podcast.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This podcast has been easily made with the trial version of Ubercaster, the all-in-one podcasting solution for the Macintosh. Check it out at www.ubercaster.com.